Today, Shears and Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Memtes. We will begin on Daf Memches Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line with the words, V'savar Rabbi Yossi Zevizeh Goyrim Osir. We are in the middle of a sugya that began with the Mishnah, the second Mishnah here on this Amud, of Zayrin Tachteh Yerakus B'Maisak Shaman, where the Tanakhama is of the opinion that you're allowed to plant vegetables under an Asherah in the wintertime, because the Asherah is detrimental to the Yerakus. There is no Hanah from the Asherah, because it blocks the sun. And therefore, one is not having Hanah from the Asherah. On this, Rabbi Yossi at the end of the Mishnah said that Af lo Yerakus Maisak Shom. He disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he holds it's usher to plant the Yerakus in the wintertime, because even though there is a unwanted shade from the Asherah, because the Yerakus would do better if they would have the sun shining on them in the winter, but there's a gain from the Asherah of Nesha Hanaviyah, the leaves Neisheres Alein falls on the Yerakus, V'havelan L'Zevel, and there is a benefit from the Asher of Zevel, and therefore it is Usser. The Gemara understood that the Machlois between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi revolves around the Shiloh, whether Zev is Egerim is Usser or Mutter, because in this case we have a positive gain from the Karka, which is Heter, for these Yerakus. We have an Isser giving Hanoah into the Yerakos from the Asherah, so that Chacham are of the opinion that Zev Zegorim is Mutter. If a Hanoah is derived both from an Isser and a Heter source, that is permitted. And Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Zev Zegorim is Usser. On this, the Gemara asked a stira from a Mishnah that we learned earlier in our parak on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yossi says that one takes a metal Avodah Zarah, grinds it up, and scatters it to the wind. The Rabbanan say you can't do that because you're causing the scattered dust of the Avodah Zarah to serve as a zevel, and we will be having Hanoah from the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Rabbanan prohibit this method of getting rid of the Avodah Zarah. So L'chayra, the Gemara asked that from that Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, it would seem just the opposite, that the Rabbanan are the ones who are worried about Zev Zegayrim, because here you have a heterdika Hanav from Karka for any vegetation. You have an Isserdika Hanav from the Zevel. The Rabbanan say that's Usser, Zev Zegayrim Usser. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not worried about the Zevel, because I hold Zev Zegayrim as Mutter. So it's a stira in Rabbi Yossi, it's a stira in the Rabbanan. First, the Gemara wanted to say Epoch, that will change around the sheet is in our Mishnah to reflect the same as the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Yossi will be the one in our Mishnah who says Mutter. The Rabbanan will hold Usser. And then the Gemara says no. Loilam loy tepach, don't switch it around. And we'll be able to answer the stira both of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. And the way the Gemara concludes right before we begin today's daf, today's shir, is that both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan could hold that Zev Zegarim is Usser. So let's start with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds Zev Zegarim is Usser, as we see from the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amid Beis. There's difficult our Mishnah over here, because here the Rabbanan permit the Yerakus under the Asherah, even though they're getting the benefit of the Neviyah, of the foliage, of the leaves falling down and becoming Zevel. On that, the Rabbanan said a Svara, which was the last thing we learned in yesterday's shir, Masher Mashbiach B'Neviyah Paikim B'Tzel. The bottom line is that it's not considered a Hanah from the Asherah, because even though the Yerakus are gaining from the leaves that are falling down as a Zevel, but there's a detriment because of the Tzeil in the Yemoisik Shamim, and that detriment outweighs the gain, so there's a net loss by having an Asherah there, and it's not considered a case of Zev Zegarim that we would say normally Usser. Here, it's not considered a Hanah from the Asherah. It's only considered a Hanah from the Karka, and therefore it's Mutter. Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, could also hold that Zev Zegarim is Usser. So that's why our Mishnah works out very well, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you can't do it B'Moisek Shamim, because you're getting Hanah from the Asherah in the form of the Zevel, the Neviyah that is coming down on top of the Yerakos. And then you have the Karka, which is Heter, Zev Zegarim is Usser. What about the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yossi says, Zaru L'Ruach, on that, the Gemara had given a Teretz, the first wide line here at the bottom of our Amud, deka'azul le'ibud. We had a machlokes Rashi and Taisus what this means. We'll take the easier pshat of Taisus. Deka'azul le'ibud, Taisus says the lashon is, and divrei maschil hasan deka'azul le'ibud, de'lo shchiach she'yavo le'zibul bezriya, le'ruach she'ein naifu kolkach biyachad. Rabbi Yossi holds, that's not considered a case of zev is that goyrim. There is a hanor from the karka, which is heter. Aye, what about the hanor from the zevel? Since you're throwing it leruach, there's very little that is likely to come down on the plants that you want to get fertilized because it's being scattered to the wind. Rabbi Yossi is not worried about it. The Rabbanan are worried about it, Taisa says. But Memela, we have an answer that Rabbi Yossi could hold Zevazek Garmes Osir, and yet the Mishnah on Memgilon Beis he holds is Mutter. And at this point, we're now going to ask the Kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Again, four lines from the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Beis. V'savr Rabbi Yossi, Zevazek Garmes Osir, are you trying to tell me a pshat that Rabbi Yossi could really be of the opinion that Zevazi Agarm is Usr, Vatanya, and as the Masar Sashas tells us, really it's Vatnan. We learned in a Mishnah in Oral Aperic Aleph Mishnah Test, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Noitin Yachar Shel Orla. There is a loch of Orla, the first 3 years that Paris are on a new planted tree, they are Usr, Bachila, and Hana, but the only thing that's Usr from it is the Peri of the tree. However, a branch of the tree could be replanted, and that's not considered having Hana from Orla. But Rabbi Yossi continues, Ve'ein noitin egoy shel orla. One is not allowed to plant the nut of the orla tree, because that is having hanah. If a new tree will be formed from the nut that you planted, that's considered having hanah directly from the nut, from the orla tree. Mibnei shu peri, and the ikar isser of orla is on the pri. But then Rabbi Yossi added a halacha. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of the Rav. That Moide Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees that you should not have planted that egois. But if b'diavad you did plant it, Moide Rabbi Yossi she'im nata the hivrich the hirkiv which we had in yesterday's shir on Amud Aleph. You took the hivrich means you took the top of the vine, and you, while it was still attached to the old tree, you took the top and planted it in the ground, and now caused new roots to come and a new tree to be created. Or vehirkiv, you actually grafted a orla tree to a non-orla tree. Mutter, halacha is, the fruits that come out now will be mutter, and not only is this said in the name of Amaroyim, but v'tanya nami hachi. We learned actually this in a brayse. Moed Rabbi Yossi, as we turn to Daf Mem Tesom and Aleph, she'im not of v'hivrich v'hirkiv, that the fruits that come out are mutter. So first we have to speak out of machloikis here between Rashi and Taisus. Rashi brings down two pshatim in not of v'hivrich v'hirkiv, and we'll soon see how from here we see that by Orla Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zagarm is mutter. The first Pshat Rashi says is that these are three separate cases. The first case is that he planted the egois and made a new tree. The second case is Vehivrich. He took the top and planted it while it's still connected to the old tree. He took the top and planted it in the ground again to form a second tree. And finally, a third case is where he grafted an orla tree with a non-orla tree. In all these cases, it's mutter. However, Rashi brings down a second pshat that this is all one case. He planted the egois and made a tree. Then he took from the new tree and did hivrich and hirkiv. And the halacha then is, in this case, it's mutter. Rashi asks on the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, in the first Rashi, at the end of that Rashi asks, V'kashali, b'loi hivrichu b'loi hirkiv nami, ikazev zagarim egoiz de iser, v'karkadat, what do I have to make a case made out of three parts, not the vihirkiv, not oi. The vav is not or, but rather vav is and. He did all three processes at the same time. Why is it necessary? Just give me a case of nata, and here I have a case of zev zegarim. Why? Because I have kark of heter, and I have the egos of iser. That's zev zegarim, and on that Rav Yossi says that it's mutter. Therefore, Rashi likes the first pshat. However, on the top Tosfos of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Divrei Amasul Sheim, he brings Rashi's second pshat, and he says that Oyse Lashon Iker, the second pshat, which Rashi rejects, that's the one that Tosfos says is the Iker pshat. And Tosfos answers what's bothering Rashi. What was Rashi's question? What do you need a three-part case to make a case of Zev Zegoyrim? you by grafting it at the end also, you already have Zevah Zegarim from the egg is in the karka. On that, Taisa says, no, we said a tremendous yisod in yesterday's shir from the third Taisus on Mem Chesam Adbeis, Divra Maschel V'Rabbanon, that Taisa said a yisod, when is there an issue of Zevah Zegarim, whether it's mutter or usser, that's only if the exact same hano is coming from a heter source and from an isser source. However, if the Isser is providing a different type of Hanoah, then the Heter source, that's not Zevah Zegarim Usser. That's considered having direct Hanoah from the Isser, which is prohibited. Even the Man D'Amar who holds Zevah Zegarim is Mutter, says Taisa, would be Moida, that if the Isser is providing a unique Hanoah, which the Heter is not providing, the Halacha would be Usser. So Mela Taisa says, very good. You have to say this is a three-part case, but it's all one case, that he was Nutta, and then he was Hivrich, and then he was Hirkev, all with the one eggoys that he had planted originally in the ground. Eventually, he grafted one tree on another. Why do you have to say that? Because if you're only going to say the first part of Nutta, where you have the egos and the carcass, says Taisus, the carcass is providing a different hanoah than the egos is providing. The carcass is the host in which the egos is put. It gives nutrients to the egos so that a new tree can be formed. But the ikker tree is being caused by the fruit of the egos, the nut that you're planting in the soil. They're contributing two different things. Mimela, that's not a case of Zevah Zegarim Usser. You know what's a case of Zevah Zegarim? The case of Zevah Zegarim, which we could hold as mutter, there's a machloikis there, but in the first case, by Egois and Karka, that Taisa says everybody would hold as Usser. Taisa l'shitase on the Mem Chesam et Beis, Divrei Maschil v'Rabbanan. But you know what it's speaking about? At the end, he grafted the new tree that was formed from the egois together with an old tree that was no longer an orla tree. Now, each tree is giving yanika, nourishment to the new fruits that are created, and therefore each tree is giving the same anah. Ah, that's a classic case of Zevah Zegarim, where we'll have a machlokes whether it's mutter and aser, and Rabbi Yossi, we're trying to prove, holds that in that case, it is mutter. That's why Tosfos likes the second pshat of Rashi more than the first. Going back to the first pshat of Rashi, that it's not vihivrich, vihirkev means oyhivrich, oyhirkev, it's actually three cases. So Rashi says that the halacha in each of the cases mutter, and the Ramban explains that even though the common denominator is that it's mutter, and that all three of these cases are a case of Zevah Zegarim, but the heter is a different heter by each case. Let us analyze each case. The first case is not that he takes the egois, which is Isser, plants it in the karka, which is heter. The fruits that come out, now the first 3 years, for sure, those new fruits are orla, because of the new planting. Forget about the old orla tree from which the egois came. Therefore, you're going to have to wait 3 years, for sure. The question is, what about after 3 years? I'm still, the fruits that I'm going to get on the fourth year are coming from heter karka. They're coming from an egois, which is the ikker isser of orla on the fruit. And that egois was originally usser. So that would be a case in the fourth year of Zev is egoirim, egois isser, karka heter, which Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. Rashi says even that. That's considered Zevah Zegarim, and the din would be mutter, but you have to wait for 3 years. The second case for Hivrich is, let's say, a tree that was already 1 year old. Now you took it, you bent it, and created a second tree. The fruits are now getting nourishment from the original mother tree, which is a year old, and from the new tree. So for the first 2 years, of course you can't take the fruit, because the new tree is orla, and the old tree that's coming from is orla. After 2 years are up, and now the mother tree is after the 3 years, now you could look at it that the new tree is orla. The old tree, the mother from where it's coming, is no longer orla, it's heter. So now it's Zev v'Zegarim, there's Isser and heter. So here you'll have to wait in the mushal that we gave 2 years till you'll be able. But at least if you hold Zevah Zegarim's mutter, after 2 years, you'll be able to enjoy the fruits. And the final case, says the Ramban, Vehirkiv. Here you're taking an orla tree, and you're grafting it onto a non-orla tree. If you hold Zevah Zegarim's mutter, it's mutter to enjoy the peris right away, because as long as the Isser is not giving all of the nourishment, there is some coming from a heter de kesaris, Rabbi Yosef will hold Zevah Zegarim's mutter. The bottom line is, we see clearly from this mission in orla, that Rabbi Yosef Shita Zevah The question is, how could I learn? How could I possibly learn the Rabbi Yossi Shita in the Mishnah here on Mem Chesam and Beis with the Yerakos B'moisak Shamim under the Asherah, the Rabbi Yossi Old Zevazai Garm Zasser, when we see clearly that he Old Zevazai Garm is Mutter by Orla? The Chitema continues the Gemara. Shani Leila Rabbi Yossi Ben Shari Sun Lavadis Kachavim. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that Avadis Chavim is more Chomer, and that by Avadis Kachavim will say Zevazai Garm is Zasser. And that's why our Mishnah here, Mem Chesam and Beis, having Hana from the Asherah, there's Zevazai Garm is Zasser. However, by Orla, is not as strong Isser as Avadis Zara, and therefore Zevazai Garm is Mutter. Maybe there's a distinction. But you can't say that, argues the Gemara. Mishani Lei, how can we then say to Rabbi Yossi holds the difference between Avodah Zarah and Orla, for example, or Shari Surim? But Tani, we learned in a Braisa the following halacha. Shah Sada Shen is Davla, a Sada that was fertilized. Bezevel Avodah Zarah with the dung of Avodah Zarah, which Rashi at the bottom of the Amid, two lines from the bottom, Divriya Maschel. Bezevel Avodah Zarah says either it's coming from the dung of Purim Vagolim, of cows and calves, or it is the dung itself from these cows and calves, which are nishchad lavadis kechavim. They are considered takroivus lavadis kechavim, and they're aser banah. That's how we will get zevel lavadis kechavim. But you cannot say that it's zevel lavadis kechavim means that he designated that this dung should be considered avodah zara, and that Rashi says because ein hegdish avodah kechavim. If they were not worshipped, just by saying alone that the dung should be an avodah zara, you cannot be magdish something to the avodah kechavim, and that's why Tosfos says, rather Rashi says that we're speaking about that it was coming from a takrivus, something that was sacrificed for the Avodah Zarah, either the dung or the actual zevel, the dung itself, from these cows that were being slaughtered for the Avodah Zarah. So if we have zevel avodah kechavim and we are fertilizing a field, and now the question is that we're having a nov from the takrivus of Avodah Zarah, v'chein pora, or a cow, shen nispatma, it was fattened up, because shini avodah kechavim, with the vetch, which is a animal fodder of avodas kechavim, which means either the vetch itself was served as an avodas kechavim, there was an avoda to the vetch, or it was likewise at the krivus avodas zara. So we have a stira between two brises. Tani chad, in one brise we learned sada tizra and pora tishchat, that there's no problem even though the animal ate heter, and the animal also ate from the karshini avodis kechavim, so it's zev is zeh goyrim. Or by the field, it had heter dika fertilizer, and it had the fertilizer from the avodis zara. There's no problem. Vitanya idich, we learned in another brayse, said, no, there is a problem. You cannot have benefit from the avodis zara. So sada tavar, the sada has to remain fallow until the fertilizer has no more benefit to the karka, and pora tirza, and a pora has to become lean. She has to lose any fat that she could have received from eating the vetch of the avodah zara. Tosfos speaks out that even if we say sada tizra, it's not that we can see the avodah zara fertilizer fertilizing the ground, but rather, even in the Brice that it says it's mutter to do this, it's only once it's not recognizable anymore whether it is coming from heter dikazevel, whether it's from the kark itself, or whether it's from the zevel of the Avodah Zarah, because the zevel of Avodah Zarah has disintegrated, so then it's not considered having direct hanah from the Avodah Zarah. Then it becomes a case of zev zegarim. So the first brisa says it's mutter, the second brisa says it's usher. My love, what other way, the Gemara says, could we explain this theory in the brisa, unless we say, ha Rabbi Yossi v'ha Rabbanan, that Rabbanan will hold that zev zegarim is usher. And Rabbi Yossi, as we saw by Orla, holds that zev zegarim is mutter. And that's what the Gemara is saying, l'chayr, we have no other way of explaining this stira in the brises unless we say that there is some opinion that holds that Zevazei Garm is Mutter. The only one that we found that holds Zevazei Garm is Mutter is Rabbi Yossi by Orla, and we will say there is no nafkimina between Orla and Avodah Zarah. And in Mela, our question comes back, how could Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, Mem Chesam and Beis, say that the Yerakos is a problem of the Zevel when the Zevel is a case of Zevazei Garm, and it should be mutter, because Rabbi Yossi Shita is that by Orla it's mutter, and now the Gemara says even by Avodah Zarah it is mutter. Says the Gemara, loy. No, really, I'll tell you that Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zegorim is usser. And he holds like that by Avodah Zarah. And that will explain our Mishnah here by Yerokas on Mem Chesam and Beis. Aye, what about the Mishnah on Mem Gimel and Beis Shaychik Vizora? So there we already gave an answer. Because causal le'ibud. And what about Orla? Orla, is, we're going to say now that it is different than Avodah Zarah. Orla, Rabbi Yossi holds his mutter, Zev Zegorim. Avodah Zarah is worse, harder, and therefore the Orla holds Zev Zegorim is usser. So how are we going to now explain the machloikis between the two prices? I have a different set of tannoim that we can explain it. Har Rab Lezer var Rabbanon. That Rab Lezer is the one who holds Zev Zegorim is usser, and Rabbanon are the ones who are the authors of the Mishnah that you're permitted, Sadat Tizra. Rampora Tishchat Tishachet. Hi, Rabbi Lezer Rabban. Which Machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabban are you referring to when you say that they're arguing Zev Zegorim? Elam Rabbi Lezer Rabban Disoyer. If it's the Machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabban by the yeast of Truma and Chul and Disnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, which we find in Masechta Orla, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Aleph. So oyer shel chulin vishel truma shenaflu l'toicha isa. If a yeast of chulin and a separate yeast of truma fell into a dough of chulin and loy bezekedei l'chametz v'loy bezekedei l'chametz, and each one on its own doesn't have enough strength to make the dough that it should be leavened, that it should become chametzdik, but v'nitztarfu v'chimtzu, together the Sar of Chulin, together with the Sar of Truma, were able to mechametz the dough. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Achra Achran Aniba, I go with whatever one is last. Now, if they would have each one been able to be mechametz, if the Truma dough yeast would have been able to be mechametz, then we would consider the entire dough as being truma, and therefore only Kohanim Tahirim would be able to eat it. A Zar would not. A Kohen Tame would not be able to eat it. But it's speaking about over here where the truma did not have the ability to be mechametz. Together they did. So Rabbi Lezer says, I look whatever is the last one. And we'll soon see what exactly Rabbi Lezer's shita is. And now there's a coin Rabbi Lezer. If the last one to fall in was the truma yeast, then the whole dough is truma. If the last one to fall in is the chulin yeast, then the whole dough is chulin. And it's mutter for zarti. But the chachamim arm, they disagree. And they hold, bein shenafel isser l'chatchila, ubein shenafel isser l'psayif, whether the isser fell in to begin with, or the isser fell in last, einoy osser achihei b'kidei l'chametz. It's only osser if the truma has the ability on its own to make it chametzdik. If the truma does not, it's only by both of them together. That's a case of zev zeh gairim, and the chachamim clearly hold that zev zeh gairim is mutter. Now let's see how Rabbi Lezer holds by his shita that we go after the last one. Whatever is last, we say, if the last one, for example, is truma, so then the truma is considered that it was mevatel the previous chulin. If the chulin is last, then the chulin was mevatel the previous truma. But Abaye adds a caveat to this. Vamar Abaye, lo yishonu al shekarim v'silik as ha'isr. When do I say, in the case where the last one was chulin, that the isor remains chulin and it's mutter? That's only if, when he had first the truma and the chulin in the dough, he takes out the truma. And then the last one there is the chulin, and it's the chulin that remains after he has gotten rid of the truma. Then it's chulin. But if the chulin fell in last, but he left the truma there, he didn't take away the truma, then the halach is usser. So in other words, according to Abaya, Rabbi Lezer Sheet is that Zev is that Goyrim here is usser. It's only that if he removes the truma and the chulin is left behind, then I'll say, although as Rashi speaks out, the truma had some power in it, because without the truma, the chulin itself couldn't have made this into chametz. So I should really look at the truma, but since we have removed the truma, and at the end, the only thing that remains is considered chulin, it's not considered, even though there was some background help of the truma, it's not considered that the truma really made it chametzdik. I look at the chulin as making chametzdik, and it's therefore permit it. But if they're both there at the end, then it's zev zegayrim, and then it's aser. So l'chayra, this will be the machlaikis between Rablaz and Rabbanu, whether zev zegayrim is mutter aser, the machlaikis, this theory we had in the brises concerning the sada with Zevel of Avodas Kechavim and the Porush and Spatma because Shin Avodas Kechavim, that stiru will be miyashiv that the one that Asr is going like Rabbi Lezer and the one that's Matur is going like the Rabban. Ask the Gemara Mimai, the time of Rabbi Lezer could Abaya. Who says that Abaya is right the way he understood Rabbi Lezer? Let's just take Reb Lezer's words literally. Reb Lezer didn't say anything about getting rid of the truma and having the chulin, the last one, and the only one at the end. Maybe it could be that they're both there. But Reb Lezer holds that if the last one that falls in is chulin, then the halach is you have to look at the last one, and the last one is mevatel the previous one. That's his reasoning. Nothing to do with taking out the truma. Even if the truma is there, but if the chulin fell in after the truma, it's hakol halach achor saif. We look at what ended it off. It ended off with chulin, the iser is chulin. It ended off with truma, the iser is truma. But what will it be, according to Reb Lezer, if they both fall in at the same time, and they're both there at the end, they fell in at the same time? That's a classic case of zev zegayrim, and there maybe Reb Lezer does hold its mutter. Maybe the real reason of Reb Lezer is not like Abaya says. The real reason is Mishum Da'achra Achron Anibo. And therefore, E Gomer Be Isura, the way the Bach is Gairis, E Gomer Be Isura, Usur, and the E Gomer Betera, Mutter. Bain Salke, Bain Loi Salke. It has nothing to do with him removing it or not. It has to do which one was there last. And if they both fell in at the same time, Reb Lezer would hold Zev Zegarim as Mutter. So therefore, your answer that Reb Lezer is the one who holds Zev Zegarim as Usur, and the Rabban hold Mutter is not 100% a Raya, because we could learn a different pshat.
And so now the Gemara is going to look for another machloikus between Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan, which we would be able to explain with the concept of Zev Zegarim Usur or Mutter. Before we go on, I would like to make 2 points. The first one is that when we were saying before, according to Abaya, that it's speaking about that Kadam Vesilak, perhaps I didn't explain it clearly, Kadam Vesilak means that the Isser was taken out before the Heter was put in. And therefore it comes out that the Isser and the Heter were not being Mechametz the Esau at the same time. And that's why, although the Truma was giving a koyach that eventually when the chulin would come there as well, it would be mechametz, but since the iser, the truma, was there in the dough before the heter, and it was taken out before the heter, and at the end when the actual chimetz took place, there was only the heter there, that was the svar that Abaya said, why it would be mutter. And one other thing to point out, that Tosfos in Divrei HaMasechta El Reb Lezer Rabbanan de Eitzim, Tosfos says that really, at this point in the Gemara, we don't even have to look for another machlokes in Zev Zegarim between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, because we could answer all our difficulties with what we've learned already. We were learning that the machlokes of Seor between Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan, it could be that everybody holds Zev Zegarim is mutter, and that would help to answer all our questions. We had a stira between the two brises. That one brisa said that sadish and izdavla bezevla v'rezichavim v'chem porshin espat v'karshin v'rezichavim tani chada sada tizra por tishchat zev zegarim is mutter. We don't have to worry about the zevel. We don't have to worry about the karshin v'rezichavim. That would be going according to Reb Lezer and his Chachamim in their Shaila Ba'isa, where we came out that everybody holds Zev Zegarim Mutter. And the other, V'tanya Edech, Sana Tibor Upora Tirze, that you're not allowed to have Hanoah from the Karshinei Avodah Zorah or from the Zevel of the Avodah Zkechavim, that will be going according to Rabbi Yossi and his Chachamim, where we will say that they hold Zev Zegarim is Usser. And we could say Rabbi Yossi Shita is always a Zev is a Germ is Aser. By Orla, it's different. And we will make a chilek between Orla and Avodah Zarah. So for our purposes, at this point, we could have already answered this theorem in the Brises. However, Taisa says, since the Gemara said before that the Hezber in the Machlokes between the Brises is Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, that's why the Gemara is now going out of its way to try to find a Machlokes, another Machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, which we can attribute to Zev is a Germ. Says the Gemara, Ella Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan de Eitzim. It'll be the Machlokes Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan concerning Eitzim. The Stan, we learned in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, Natal Heimeno Eitzim. If somebody took wood from an Asherah, Asura Behanoah. These Eitzim are Asur Behanoah. Hisig Bas a Tanner. If he used these Eitzim to fire up a Tanner, to cause the walls of the oven to harden, so the halacha is, chadash, if it's a new one where the walls are getting hardened from the hasaka, from the firing up of the oven, so yutatz. So then the halacha is that you have to break the oven. Because subsequently, even when the fire of the Asherah cools down, but how was this oven hardened? It was hardened from Atzi Asherah. So whenever you're going to use this oven in the future, you're going to be considered having Hanoah from the Atzi Asherah, which were instrumental in making this into an oven, in hardening the walls of the oven. So therefore, the only Eitz is to break it, because you can't have Hanoah from the Avodah Zarah. Yashan, but what happens? It was an old, it was already completely hardened the walls with a heterotik of fire, but now you were using Atzi Asherah in this old oven, so then the din is, you can't have Hanoah from the heat of the burning of the Atzi Asherah. So Yutzan, let it cool off. Once it's cooled off, then the oven itself doesn't become Osir. You're just not allowed to have Hanoah from the burning Atzi Asherah. He'll let it cool off, and then he can use the oven regularly. Now, what happens if, off of Boyas HaPas, if he baked the bread in it, and Rashi explains, and this is where we get into Zev Zeh Goyrim in this case, because in the case of the new oven, after it cooled off, he used wood of heter. Now you have Zev Zeh Goyrim. You have the oven which was hardened from the Atzi Asherah, that's Isser. You have wood that's not Asherah wood, that's heter. And the din is Asur Bano. Or let's take the case of an old oven. While it is burning the Atzi Asherah wood in it, he baked some bread. That bread is Asur Bano, because again you have Zev Zeh Goyrim. While the Atzi Asherah wood is burning, that is Isser from the Atzi Asherah, and it's Heter from the oven. Zev Zeh Goyrim, that bread that's caused from these two causes of Heter and Isser, the halacha is that it's Asur Bano. Zev Zeh Goyrim is Asur. What happens if that bread was subsequently Nisarva Bacherim? It got mixed up with other breads? Kulun Asur Bano. As many breads as there are, they're all Asur Bano. The Ran explains, because since Avodah Zarah is Asur Afilu B'Mashu, it's never bottled. That's why all the breads are Asur. Rabbi Lezer says, Yolech Hanoah Liyam HaMelech. You should take the Hanoah to the Yam HaMelech, and then it's permitted. Rashi says, Hani demei eitzim de isser. The hanoah means the hanoah that you're getting from the wood of isser. If you take that to the Yam HaMelech, so then it's considered that you didn't have hanoah from the isser, because whatever hanoah you had of the wood, you threw into the Yam HaMelech. So Taisus understands that this halacha from Rabbi Lezer is going on the case, the last case that we just mentioned, of Nisarvu Bacherim Kulum Asuris Banoah. So, as Taisus, according to Rashi, that you're taking the worth of the wood, so that you're not getting Anoah, so what does it have to be in the Sarva? Even if it's not in the Sarva, that bread will be mutter, because you took the Anoah of the wood and threw it into the Yam HaMelech. So the bread had, you have no gain from the Atzi Asherah. That's why Taisus learns that Yoelech Anoah Yam HaMelech means in the case of this Arva, I don't know where the Isser Dika bread is. What I could do to save all the breads is by putting the Anoah of the value of the bread, not the Atzei Asherah, the value of the bread to the Yam HaMelech. So then it's not considered to have any Hanoah from it. And Memeil, then all the bread would become Mutter. Amru Loi, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Lezer, as we'll find on the Mishnah in Amud Beis, Ain pidgin lavadis kachavim. You can be paid a hegdish, but to hear what you're doing, Reb Lezer, you're saying that the value of the avodah zarah goes on the money, and that makes the bread that had isser on nov avodah zarah permitted. You can't be paid avodis kachavim. What is Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer looks at it. It's not an inyan of pidgin, but rather I'm not redeeming the bread, but rather once I throw the hanah of the atzei asherah according to Rashi or the bread according to the Tosfos, then the pshat is that there is no isser to begin with, but not the pshat that I'm being paid it. Continues the Gemara, that now we've established that Reb Lezer in fact holds, since he says that the hanah you have to throw to Yam HaMelech, we see clearly that if you don't throw the value into the Yam HaMelech, it is isser. I, it's Zev is that Gairim, as we explained from Rashi. So we see that Reb Lezer holds Zev is that Gairim is usser. So the Gemara says, good, you found Reb Lezer, Reb Eliezer, but Rabbanan, the Pliga led the Reb Eliezer Mandinu. Who are the Rabbanan that argue Reb Lezer and say that Zev is that Gairim is mutter? You said it's a machlokes Reb Lezer and Rabbanan. Elaim Rabbanan the Eitzim. If you're going to say it's a Rabbanan in this case of Eitzim, they're for Karet. They also hold Zev is that Gairim is usser. And in fact, they're even more machmer than Reb Eliezer. Achmuri machmeri. They're even machmer on Reb Eliezer because they say that you can't even be paid it. It's usher that it doesn't help to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So that can't be the Rabbanan that are Mekel. They don't hold Zev as a garment usher. Mutter, they hold Zev as a garment usher. El Rabbanan the Sawyer. The Reb Lezer is the Reb Lezer from Eitzim. The Rabbanan that holds Zev as a garment mutter are the Rabbanan of the case before by Sawyer, where the Rabbanan says that Einoi usher Achiyehe by Kedei Lechametz. That the only time the Truma will usher the Esau, will usher the dough, is only if the Truma itself has Kedei Lechametz. But if it doesn't have Kedei Lechametz, it doesn't matter when it was put in, first or last, it was taken out, it wasn't taken out, it's there at the same time, it makes no difference. That Zev is a Germ, according to the Rabbana, is mutter, it's only usher if the Trum itself has the power. So that's the Rabbana world that Zev is a Germ is mutter. Ask the Gemara, similar to the question we asked before concerning Rabbi Yoshi Shita, Emer de Shamadu the Rabbana de Mekili Bitsar. When did Rabbana makele by Zev is a Germ? That's by Tsar. Baba Voice Chavim, Mekili. Who says they're makele by Avoy Chavim? Like the Gemara wants to say before in Rabbi Yoshi, that there's a difference between Avoy Chavim, there Zev is a Germ will be usher, and Orla is an easy your isser, there Zev is that garment will be mutter. So I still don't have a clear shita that holds that Zev is that garment is mutter. The only eitz I would have is Rabbi Yossi that we said before, that he'll hold that Zev is that garment is mutter. So the Gemara's maskana is Einachanami. Ela lo'oilam ha Rabbi Yossi ha Rabbanan. The only way we're going to answer all the kashas that we had in this sugi is to say that, like we started out at the beginning of the sugya, that the machlokes from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan is in Zev v'zeh goyrim, whether Zev v'zeh goyrim is mutter or Zev v'zeh goyrim is usser. And it is the Rabbanan who holds Zev v'zeh goyrim is usser. And that's why they hold in the case of Shoichek v'zoru l'ruach, when you grind up the metal of Avodah Zarah and you scatter it to the wind, that is prohibited because Zev v'zeh goyrim, the zevel that's caused, Zev v'zeh goyrim is usser. They are going to be the Tana that holds that by the Sada that used the Zevel Avodis Kechavim at the top of this Amud, that they will hold that Sada Tibor, that you have to let it be fallow. You can't have Hanoah from the Zevel. They're going to hold Porat Tirza, you have to let it get thin. You can't have Hanoah from the fat that was caused from eating the Karshine Avodis Kechavim. Their Shita is that Zev Vizeh Goyrim is Usser. The only question we'll have on that is from our Mishnah, where they permit the Yerokas to be in the Moisak Shamim under the Asherah. On that, we already had the answer before, that Mar Berei de Rav Kahana said, Masha Mashbiach bin Nevoya Paigim Betzel, that there is a bottom line, that there's a loss from the Asherah, even though you're gaining from the from the Zevel, but you're losing because in the winter it's harming the sun. It's detrimental that the sun cannot shine on the Yerokas. So overall, the bottom line is that it's a net loss. It's not considered that you're having Hanoah. It's not a case of Zev Zeh Garm. If it would be a case of Zev Zeh Garm, the Rabbanan would not hold that it's usher. So that's a sheet of the Rabbanan. Now, Rabbi Yossi, everything works out except our Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yossi, we're going to say, holds Zev is that garm is mutter. That's why by Orla, it's mutter. That's why the first brisa here, Tani Chad is Sada Tizra, Paratishchad, Tishachet, where we say that we're not worried about the Zevel of Avos Chacham, we're not worried about Karshini Avos Chacham. That's going to Rabbi Yossi that holds that Zev is a Garm is Mutter, and there is no difference between Avodah Zarah and Orla. His Shita consistently is Zev is a Garm is Mutter. The only problem we have is with our Mishnah, where he holds that you cannot have the Yerukas growing under an Asherah tree because of the Zevel. So the question is, if you, Rabbi Yossi, hold Zev is a Garm is Mutter, well, it should be Mutter in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi levrem derabbanan, debach changes the word here, ka'amar lehu. Rabbi Yossi, in fact, is not speaking l'shitasai, but he's speaking according to the Chacham. Literally, according to me, Zev is a Garm is Mutter. I hold consistently Zev is a Garm is Mutter. You know what I'm asking? I'm asking you, Chachamim, that you hold Zev is a Garm is Asur. You're not consistent. Lidithu, Damrita, Zev is a Garm Asur. Oidilimias, Afirakas, Moshek Shamim. So why are you not consistent? Why do you hold that the Yerukas and Moshek Shamim are Mutter? They should be Asur. Because you have, Einachlam, you have the Karka, which is Heter, but you have the Zevel from the leaves that are falling down, that is Isser. And you hold Zev is a Garm is Asur. You're not consistent. V'rabbanan, they have no problem with Rabbi Yossi's question. Kidama Rav Mori Bereid of Kana, like Rav Mori Bereid of Kana said, Mashmash Bihman Aviyah, Poigem, but sale, there's an overall loss from the Asherah, and that's why it's not an issue of Zev is a Garm. Now, who is the Halacha like? Is the Halacha Zev is a Garm is Mutter, or is it Zev is a Garm Asur? Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that Zev is a Garm is Mutter. The Gemara says a story to bring this halacha out. How who against there was a certain garden, this dabble that was fertilized with the zevel of Avodah Zarah. And here's where we quoted the Rashi before, two lines from the bottom of the Amud. What is the zevel? It's zevel either from the dam of Purim and Agolim, Hanishchatan Avodah Zarah, or it's the dung itself from those Purim. And they are takruvus avodas chachavim, and that's why they're asurin bana. And Rashi points out that you cannot say that he designated, he didn't serve the zevel, but he designated that this zevel should be considered avodas chachavim. Ein hegdish lavodas chachavim. So this is the definition of Rashi in zevel of avodas chachavim. It was zevel of takruvus avodas chachavim that became zevel of avodah zara of this takruvus. So now the shaila was, it's asur bana. No, could we use the produce that was brought about as a result of this zevel? Shalach Rav Amram came to Rav Yosef. Rav Amram sent this shaila to Rav Yosef. Amalei Rav Yosef said, "Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel." We have already halacha from Rav Yehuda's name of Shmuel that halacha to Rav Yosef that this is a case of zev is that goyrim is mutter. And therefore the karka is mutter, even though the zevel is usher. Zev is a garm, is, according to Rabbi Yossi, is mutter, and the psak is like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore, yes, you are allowed to use the produce that was created as a result of this zevel and the karka. As we turn to Daf Mem Tesamid base, and we begin the Mishnah, which we've already quoted on Amud Aleph, says the Mishnah, not only menu eitzim asurim bano. If he took from the Asherah eitzim, they are asur bano. Hisig ben esatar aner, if he used it to warm up a tanner, so it depends. Im chadish, if it's a new tanner, and the atzei Asherah are causing a hardening of the walls of the tanner by firing up the tanner, so then you can never use that oven again, because every time you use it in the future, you're going to have a anah from the oven, which was made by atzei Asherah. So the din is yutat, you have to break it. But if it's old, so the only anah you're having is from the existing fire, you're not having anah from hardening the walls of the oven, then is yuta. Let it cool off, and then subsequently, once you're not having anah anymore from the heat of that sheri, you can use it for subsequent baking. Off a boy is a pas. What happens if he baked the bread, as we explained, either the new oven, once it cooled off, he used heter dika wood, zev is a garim, or the old oven he baked while the atzei Asherah's heat was there. So now again, the oven is mutter, now the atzei Asherah are usher. So it's zev is a garim. The halacha is, when you have zev is a garim, according to the Mishnah here, the halacha is that hapas asura, the pas is usher, because this is going like the shita that Zev is Agarim is usher bahano. Nisarva bachers, if this bread got mixed up with others, kulun usher, they're all usher, because as the Ran said, there is no bittul by avodah zara. It's usher even b'mashu. Kulun usher bahano, they're all usher bahano. Rab Lazar Reimer, Yavin Eitza, Yoelech hano liyamamelech, bring the anoa to the Yamamelech, either, as Rashi says, the anoa of the Atzei Asherah, Or as Tosfos says, the hanah of that loaf that was mixed up with the others, Amaloi the Rabbanan disagree, and they say, ain't pidgin l'avayis l'chavim, this is a pidgin, you're redeeming Avodah Zarah, you can't redeem Avodah Zarah, and as we spoke out, the Rishayim explained, Rabbi Lezer Sheet is, I'm not being pointed Avodah Zarah, but rather, by throwing away that hanah, it's as if it never became usher to begin with. And now the Mishnah continues with a similar case. Natol hei menu karkor, if he took from the Asherah a chip of wood for the purpose of using it as a weaver's pick. The din is asur bano. That piece of wood, that chip, is asur bano. It's coming from the Asherah. Or b'yis habeged, if you use that weaver's pick to weave a garment, asur bano, that garment becomes asur bano. Just like the bread became asur bano in the first case of the Mishnah, here too, the beged is becoming asur bano because it has ano from the Atzei Asherah, Nisar v'Bacherim. If this beged now got mixed up with other begotten which are mutter, v'Acherim v'Acherim, and then there was a subsequent mixture of those begotten with other begotten, the halach is kulun asur bano. They're all asur bano, as we have learned that Avodah Zorah is not batel, and therefore they all are asur bano. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, just like Rabbi Eliezer in the first case of the Mishnah by the bread in the oven, had an eitza how one could have hana from the begadim. Rabbi Lezer says, Yoylech hana liyam ha-melech. He should take the value of that beged that was usher and throw it into the yam ha-melech. Then it comes out he's not having hana from the Asherah, because he's not having hana from the value of that beged. And then all the begadim would be permitted behana, even though we don't know precisely which one is the beged that was weaved with the piece of wood from the Asher. Omru loy lechachomim, just like they argued in the first case of the Mishnah, they argue here as well. And they said to Rabbi Eliezer, ain pidgin lavadis kechavim, what you're doing is that you are being poda, you are redeeming the value of the prohibited beged onto other money. You cannot do that with Avodah Zarah. However, a blazer doesn't look at it as pidgin, just like in the first case of the Mishnah, here too. A blazer looks at it that by doing this, not that I'm being pointed, but I am causing that I'm not having hana from the Isser. And Mimela, then, the begotim are all permitted. And now the Gemara asks the obvious question, why are both of these cases listed in our Mishnah? They're saying the same principle, the same achloikas Rabbi Elazar and the Rabban. Says the Gemara, Utsricha, and we need both of these cases. The Ashmina Kamais, if it would tell us only the first case by the bread in the oven, but how come Rabbi Elazar? That's when Rabbi Elazar says that the breads that got mixed up are mutter if you throw the value of one bread into the Yam HaMelech. Why? Mishum, the Be'idna, the Kagamra Pas, when the bread is being completed at the same time, Kali Lo Yisura. The wood that was being used from the Atzei Asherah for the firewood for the oven is getting consumed, and it's no longer here. The bread is baking as a result of the heat that's coming from the coals which came from the Atzei Asherah that got consumed. So maybe that's when Rabbi Elazar says that if at the same time when the Atzei Asherah are no longer here, be'en, you cannot see them, they're consumed, and then you also throw the hana, the value, into the Yam HaMelech, then it's mutter. Avol karkor, but in the case of the pick, the weaver's pick, the isil yisur be'ena, that doesn't get consumed. That remains here. So, eim ha'moyle rabbanan, I would say that he's moyle to the chacham, that the chacham hold, that there is no heter of yoel hana liyam HaMelech, and it's asur bano. It doesn't help. There's no pidgin by Avodah Zarah. Maybe here Rabbi Eliezer would be more. It's only when you have both factors together that Rabbi Eliezer permits. V'yashmin in karkor, and if it would tell me only the case of karkor and Mishnah, not the case of the bread in the oven, b'ha kamei rabbanan. That's when the rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer and say it's osur, because it's here be'en. Avol pas, but by the bread, where the Atzei Asherah are consumed, and they're not here, when the bread is getting baked from the heat of the coals of the Atzei Asherah themselves have been consumed, so eim ha'moyde le'el Rabbi Elazar. I would say the Chachamim agreed Rabbi Elazar that here it would help to throw the value into the Yam HaMelech. Tzricha, that's why I need both cases, that both by Lechem, which is not be'en, the Isser, and by the case of Karkor, where the Isser is ben, Rabbi Elazar holds
that it is mutter to throw down no into the Yam HaMelech, and all the begadim or all the breads become mutter b'ano. And in both cases, the Rabbanim disagree, and they hold that ain pidyon lo avos kochavim, and therefore the breads and the garments all remain aser. And now, who is that halacha like, the Rabbanim or Rabbi Eliezer? Says the Gemara, Amar Rab Chiya, Bereidu Rabba Bar Nachmani, Amar Rab Chizda, Amar Ziri, halacha Rab Eliezer, halacha like Rab Eliezer. Ikri Amri Sam, say the same halacha, but in the name of other Mandi Amrim. Amar Rab Chizda, Amarli Abba Bar Rab Chizda, Hachi Amar Ziri, halacha Rab Eliezer, halacha like Rab Eliezer, that it helps to throw the Hano into the Yam HaMelech, and then one can use all the breads, and one can use all the begodim. Amar of Adabar Ava, Loishanu Elapas. When do we have the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer that you could throw down the Yam HaMelech? That's only by bread. Aval Chavis Loi. But if a barrel of Yayin Nesach got mixed up with other barrels, there we will not say like Rabbi Eliezer that you could throw the Hano of the one barrel of Yayin Nesach into the Yam HaMelech. And what is the difference? Because by bread or by the begodim, they are only a result of the Atzei Asherah. The Atzei Asherah were goyrim that there should be hana in the bread that is baked and in the garment that is woven. However, in the case of Chavis, of Yayin Nesach, there's an Isser itself in the wine. The wine itself is Asher. There it won't help. Hana liyam HaMelech. And what case would this be? As Rashi speaks out, and so too Toysus in the second Toysus, Divri Amaskel Shkoil Arbezuzi speaks out, this is a case where the person, let's say, one barrel got mixed up within 100 barrels, one barrel of Yayin Nesach, and he sells now the 101 barrels one by one, and after he sold the 101 barrels to 101 different customers, then he takes the value of one of the barrels and he throws it in the Yam HaMelech, and now he says, okay, I haven't received any Hanor from the Yayin Nesach. So then the Tana Kama here holds, Rav Adabar Abba holds, that it doesn't work by Chavetz, which is the Gufa Isser itself. It's not a result of Atzei Asherah like Pasim Begadim, but it's the Gufa Isser, it doesn't help. And on this, we have Rav Chizda Amar, Afilu Chavetz Mutaris. Rav Chizda says, no, that even in the case of Gufa Isser, of Yayin Nesach, if you throw one of the 101, the value, let's say, as we're going to see a case, it's going to be 4 zuzim, the value of that chavis. You'll throw, I don't know which one it is because they're all mixed up, but I'll throw the value of the chavis of Yayin Nesach in to the Yam HaMelech, that's 4 zuzim. Now it comes out, retroactively, I haven't had hana from the chavis of Yayin Nesach, and therefore they're all mutter b'ano. And here, we should point out that Ein Echanami, according to Rav Chizda, it's mutter b'ano, but of course it will be usher to drink it. One cannot, after he has thrown the value into the Yam HaMelech, now he will drink all of it, including the one that is the barrel of Yayin Nesach. He doesn't know which one. It's going to come out if he drinks all 101 that he'll have drunken from the barrel of Yayin Nesach. That is prohibited. The only thing is, it's mutter to sell it to a goy. It's mutter to get hana as long as he, according to Rabbi Eliezer, throws the value into the Yam HaMelech, and Rav Chizda's shita is that this not only works by Pasim Begadim, it even works by the case of Yayin Nesach. Now, Rashi says in two places here, at the end of the Rashi, the third line, Divrei Maschil Aval Chavis, and so in the next Rashi, in Divrei Maschil V'Nishteri Lach, Rashi says a klal, that this is only if, as we said, he sold it one after the other, 101 barrels. However, if he would sell 101 barrels at one time to one customer, and he would only charge that goy for 100 barrels, so then there would be no machloikis between Rabbi Adabar Ava and Rabbi Chizda, and even the Rabbanan in our Mishnah who argue on Rabbi Eliezer would be moited. This is not a case of ein pidyon lavoides kachavim. Here it's the pshat, you never got the anot to begin with. In the case where you're selling 101 barrels one after the other, then you have received the Hanoah for the 101, and now Rabbi Eliezer says that by Pasim Begadim you can get rid of that Hanoah, and we have a Machlokes Rabbi Avraham and Rabbi Chizda whether that will apply to Chavis or not. The Rabbanan hold Bechlal, there's Ein Pidyon Lavoides Kechavim. That's all where you initially received the benefit of the 101, and now you want to get rid of that benefit. Then we have all these various machlokasin. However, says Rashi, and it would seem that Tosis is agreeing in the second Tosis here to Rashi as well, that that's only if you're selling each one by itself. But if you're selling all 101 and you're selling them for the price of 100 at one time, you're only getting 100, the value of 100 and not 101. So you never received the hanor. There's no hanor that you have to get rid of because you've never received it. That will be mutter according to Rabbi Bar Abba. Certainly according to Rabbi Chizda, it'll even be mutter according to Rabbanu. We're arguing Rabbi Lezer here, kuli alma loipligi, that it's mutter because you never received dano. The whole shaila that we're grappling with is when you received dano and you want to get rid of that dano. Ahu gavri, Gemara says a story. There was a man, this arvle chavisa de yayin nesa b'chamri, that a barrel of yayin nesa got mixed up with his other wine. Like the case we said, one barrel yayin nesa, let's say in 100 barrels of kosher wine. Also, come into Rav Chizda. He went to Rav Chizda to ask this shaila, what should he do? Amar Rav Chizda l'shitasa, who holds that Rav Lezer's heter of Yoel Echanol Yamal Melch applies even by Chavis of Yayin Nesek, and we pasuk like Rav Lezer. So Rav Chizda answered the shaila, and he told them, Amar Shkoil Arba Zuzi, take the value of 4 zuzim, which the Chavis of Yayin Nesek is worth, v'shadi b'nar, throw it into the river, v'nishtri lach, and then we will permit it. So on this, we will permit it for you, the Hanoah from all the other barrels that you sold. So on this, Tosis says that it's speaking about where he had told this person to sell, where the person had only sold it one after the other. He didn't sell it all at one time. Because if he would have sold it all at one time, 101 for the price of 100, then he never received that note to begin with. Tosis agrees to Rashi Shita that then everybody would hold, not only Rav Chizda, but everybody would hold that it's mutter because he never received that note. Where he did receive that note, there, Rav Chizda paskin for this person, you sold 101 barrels one after the other, and now you have to get rid of one of the barrels. But I hold that Rav Lezer's halacha applies here by Yayin Nesek as well, and we paskin like Rav Lezer, and therefore, if you do that, I will be matter the other barrels for you. Begins the next Mishnah, Ketz Mevatlo. How are you Mevatl and Ashera? How is a goy? We know a yid cannot be mevatel on Asherah, but a goy is able to mevatel on Asherah. How does he do it? Kirsem, as Rashi explains, he can remove a dried up twig, a dried chip of the tree, which Rashi says he's going to use for a bonfire or vizeret, or he'll take off a moist one also for his own purposes. When he can remove from the Asherah something for his own purpose, it shows that he does not consider the Asherah anymore as a deity. Natal mimenu makal, he pulled off from the Asherah a stick that he's going to use, a branch of the tree that he's now going to use as a makal, as a stick, oy sharbet, or a scepter, or a filoola, even a leaf. But if he's doing it for his own purpose, not for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah, so that itself is an act of bittul, and the Avodah Zarah becomes bittul. Harei ze bittulah. He has now been mevatel yasherah. What happens if shiful etzarchi? He shaved off chips, as Rashi says, liyap poisa, in order to beautify this asherah. So he's doing it for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah. Then the Avodah Zarah remains asura, but shaloi letzarcha, if it's not for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah, rather it's for his own purpose, then the din is muteris, that's an act of bittul, and then the asher itself becomes mutubano if a goy did it, and of course, and not if a yid did it, because a yid can never be mevatel and Avodah Zarah. Begins the Gemara. Oysan shipon. As Rashi explains, in the case where he's doing it litzorcha, to beautify the Avodah Zarah, and now he has chips, what happens with those chips? Matehelen, what is the din? Rashi says, mi betele oilav. Do we say that by the act of shaving off these chips to beautify the Avodah Zarah, that itself is an act of bittul, or is it not an act of bittul? Pligi bar Rav Huna v'Rav Chiya, or as the Masor Shas has on the side, v'chiya. Pligi bar Rav Huna v'chiya bar Rav, chad omar asurin v'chad omar matar. One says they are usur, they remain usur, because we say that he was not mevatel them, and we still, the goyim still serve those chips of the asher retrieve, chad omar matarin, and one says it is mutter, even though the Avodah Zarah itself is still being served, because he only took off the chips to beautify the Avodah Zarah. He wasn't trying to do an act of bittul, but since he's shaving off these chips from the Asherah, he has in mind that he is not going to serve it anymore, and he's going to throw away those chippens, and therefore it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Tani Kamandiyomer, we learned in a brisa like the Mandiyomer who paskened that it's mutter. The Sanya, we learned in a brisa, a goy who shaved a avodah zarah for his own purposes. He needed pieces of the avodah zarah for use of a fire, for example. So that itself, if he has no respect for the avodah zarah, that shows that he's no longer serving it as avodah zarah. So then the din is he shufah mutar. The avodah zarah and its chips, they are both mutter because he was mevatel. This goy was mevatel the avodah zarah litzarcha. If he did it to beautify the avodah zarah, he asura. The avodah zarah itself remains asur shufah mutar. However, the chips remain mutter. So here's the proof from this brisa that even when you do litzarcha and the avodah zarah itself remains asur because you're not trying to mevatel the avodah zarah, you're only doing it for its beautification. But yet you're going to throw away the chips. You're not going to serve the chips. The chips remain mutter. So this is a riot to the machlokes that we had at the beginning of this Gemara. Now comes another halacha of Yisrael, Shashipa, Avodas Chavim. But a yid that shaved a Avodas Chavim, took off the chips, then it doesn't matter. Bein Litzarcha, whether it's to beautify the Avodas Zarah, Bein Litzarcha, whether he needs the chips for his own purposes, he, the Avodas Zarah itself, Ishafel, and its chips, Asurin. Because a yid, as Rashi says, has no power to move out the Avodas Zarah. Itmar, we have learned the following machloikis. Avodas kachom shenishtabra, and the Bach puts in the word me'aleah, and avodas zara broke by itself. And as we saw that it fell off a roof and it crashed and broke into smithereens, so the question is the avodas zara through that act bottle or not? Rav Omar, Rav says, Sorach levatel kol kisim v'kisim. We say that every piece that now cracked is considered a new deity, and therefore the goy does worship it, and therefore it will be necessary for the goy to be mevatel each and every chip of the avodah zarah, which became like a new avodah zarah. Ushmul Omar, and Shmuel says, no. Avodah kachavim ain't a betela ela derech gedilasa, and avodah zarah does not become batel only in its natural way. It would seem that Shmuel is saying that Rav is wrong. Rav says you have to mevatel every kissim, and Shmuel is saying that it doesn't help bittel. The only time it helps bittel is if it's something natural that breaks off. And on this, the Gemara wonders, what are you saying, Shmuel? Adarab, derech dilasa, if it broke by itself in its natural way, mi mevatlo, how does that make it bottle? We have learnt in the Mishnah on the Mem Chesamid Beis, Rabbi Yossi said that if you have nevoya, if you have foliage that's coming off a tree, it becomes zevel, and then he says it's usher to have your ruckus there, even in the winter, because you're having anah from the Asherah. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yossi holds something that by nature, by its normal routine, sheds leaves, the avodah zarah remains usher, and that which it shed remains usher as well. So how is Shmuel saying here, you can't be mevatel something only derech lilasa? Just the opposite. When it's derech lilasa, it never becomes batel. Ella says the Gemara, hachi kamer. This is what Shmuel meant to say. Ein avodah kachavim tzricha levatel ella derech lilasa. You, Rav, are saying that you have to mevatel kol kisim v'kisim. The truth is, you know, when something breaks by itself, where you need to be mevatel it, it's not bottled by itself, but you will need to be mevatel it. That's where it's something natural, like the Mishnah that we just quoted. There, where it naturally sheds leaves, then that foliage is still an avodah zarah. And if you want to make it not avodah zarah, you're going to have to mevatel it. But in a regular avodah zarah, where it's not natural for it to break, if it breaks, then the din is, you don't need to mevatel it. The breaking itself is an act of bittul. And here Rashi quotes the words that we had before, Mem Aleph from a base from a Shlokish, that the goy will say to himself, "E nafshi lo matzla, lahu gavra matzalei." If the avodah zarah can't fend for itself, it can't protect itself, it falls into smithereens, how is it going to protect me? So of course he doesn't serve it anymore. There is no greater act of bittul than when the avodah zarah breaks by itself. So Rav holds you have to mevatel it. Shmuel holds bittel is not necessary. The only time bittel would be necessary on something that breaks by itself is if it's natural. There could be loss of foliage from a tree. Lame above a commitment. Gemara says, let's understand what they're arguing. Let's say it's arguing in this. The Marsa even Lishvarm. Rav holds that when a piece of an avodah breaks off, the goy still serves it. Umar sovereign, Shmuel holds, ein oivdin lishvarin, that when it breaks off, people do not serve that which breaks off, says the Gemara, loy. The kuliyama oivdin lishvarin. Really, I'll tell you, Rav Shmuel both hold that when it breaks off, the goy will still serve the piece that broke off. It's still a holy deity for him. V'hacha here, b'shivrei shvarm kamifkli. Here they're arguing when that which broke off itself broke further. Mar sover, Rav holds, shivrei shvarm asurin. Rav holds that when something breaks and further breaks, so the broken parts of that which broke are usur. And now, as Rashi explains, when Rav said that you need bittel, I'll call kisem v'kisem, he meant that even when the initial chip fell off and it further cracked, it became a kissim vikissim, became shivrei shvarim, they still serve that. Umar sovereign Shmuel holds, no, shivrei shvarim mutarin, that if it breaks off and then once it broke off it further breaks, the shivrei shvarim, they does not serve as an avodah zarah for them. In our case here, we're speaking about where it was a shivrei shvarim, and that's why here Shmuel holds it's mutter. On this, both Rashi and Tosfos say that this Gemara is a Pella, based on the Gemara that we had before, a Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, because before we learned that Shmuel said that if somebody finds Shivrei Avodah Zarah, they're mutter. So how could the Gemara suggest here, Loi, the Kuli Alma, Oivdin Lishvarim, that Shmuel also holds that Shivrei Avodah Zarah Usher. It's only Shivrei Shvarim is the Machlaikis. But we have Shmuel Befeir says on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, at the beginning of this parak, which we learned together, which where Shmuel says that Shivrei Avodah Zarah are mutarin. So Rashi answers that the difference between these two sugyas is that the earlier sugya is speaking about where Nimtza, he found it. So he really doesn't know how it broke. So Rashi says it could very well be that the goy himself broke it. Because Rashi says it's like Shchiach that an accident happened, that it fell over and broke by itself. The Roiv, chances are that the goy himself was angry at his Avodah Zarah. He didn't consider it anymore an Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah didn't help him, and therefore he broke it. However, our Gemara is speaking about where we knew that it broke by itself. On that, Shmuel holds that it's usher. In other words, it'll come out that Shmuel, according to Rashi, will not hold like Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish says Beferish, even where we don't know, Shivrei, that was the sugya Mem Aleph Amid Beis. So Resh Lakish argued with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's usher, and Resh Lakish holds it's mutter. So according to Rashi, Shmuel, in that case, where we know that it was Neshtaber Mi'aleh, Shmuel would hold it's usher, like Rabbi Yochanan. And on this, Tosfos here in Divrei Maskil Loi de Kuli Alma, the last Tosfos on the Amid, he goes l'shitasa earlier in the Perek, where Tosfos on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph told us that Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish, that and when somebody finds a Shivrei Avodah Zarah, it's mutter, because the Roiv is constituted from the fact that the goy could break it, or Neshtaber Mi'aleh also, because he holds like Rish Lakish, Tosfos says. So if so, Rashi's question comes back. So if Shmuel holds even by Neshtaber Mi'aleh, it's mutter. So how could he say over here by Neshtaber Mi'aleh that it, if he holds like Rish Lakish, so how could the Gemara say, Loi de Kuli Alma Oivdin Lishvarin, when Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish, then Neshtaber Mi'aleh is mutter? On that, Tosfos answers, there's two cases of Neshtaber Mi'aleh. The earlier sugya where Shmuel held Neshtaber Mi'aleh as mutter, speaking about an avodah zarah that doesn't usually shed itself, it doesn't usually break. So there, ain't a chanami. If it broke, we say that he'll say to himself, if it couldn't protect itself, how could it protect me? However, here it's speaking about an avodah zarah where its natural, normal tendency is that it does break off pieces. So over there, just because a piece broke off, says Tosfos, he is still going to serve it as an avodah zarah. And here, by this type of neshtaber mi'aleh, Shmuel will hold that it is usur. Continues the Gemara, V'iboy Yisem, I'll give you a second teretz. The Kuli Yami Shivri Shvarim, Mutarin, everybody also Shivri Shvarim, are Mutter. V'hacha ba'avoidis k'chavim shachulis. It's speaking about an avoidis k'chavim that's made up of sections. U'behedjit shi yachal l'hachzir k'mifkli. It's speaking about a a plain person, not an umma, not a craftsman, who's able to reconstruct the pieces of the Avodah Zarah. Mar Sover, Rav holds, given the Hedjid Yochalach Zira Loi Batla. Since a Hedjid, you don't need an umma to do it. He could bring it back together, so then it's considered like it's not broken. And he's not Mevatlet. Umar Sover and Shmuel holds, Ein Avodah Tzachavim Betela, and Avodah Zarah, and Rashi puts in key words here, in Divrei HaMasal, Ein Avodah Tzachavim Shen Ishtar, but Tzricha Levatel, that in Avodah Zarah, you don't need to be Mevatlet, Elch Derechid Dilasa, unless it grows that way. Dehaino Orche, because that is its regular way. As Rashi on Mem Aleph Amid Bey's top Rashi told us, Divrei HaMasal Derechid Dilasa, Zed Darka Kol Hashana, Lahashir Olin Shelo, Ulegad Delechem. By a tree, that's the normal way that it will shed leaves and grow new ones. So in such a case, the tree remains usher, the leaves remain usher, and the only way to stop it is by being mevatlet, if the goy will be mevatlet. The haino orche, says the Gemara here, that's the normal tendency of the tree, the normal natural cycle. So that remains usher. That you'll have to be mevatlet. Tzricha levatel. But in our case over here, with the sections, lav gedilosahi, this is not its regular way. It doesn't regularly crack up, even though it's made out of sections. And therefore, if it does crack up, the ain't tzrich levatel. You don't have to mevatel it. By itself, it is considered that it was batel. He no longer serves this avodah zarah, and therefore it now becomes mutter bano. For all those who have finished perek kol atzlamim, hadron alach kol atzlamim, hadron alach kol atzlamim, hadron alach kol atzlamim.